You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, let's go through the SENS announcement since we spoke this morning. Not much has happened, actually.
Talk to me with these things.
Yeah, I know. But anyway, there's no spurious companies. There's no obscure companies. There's nothing. I spoke to Robert Katz, the CEO of Peregrine, and you can get that on sharenet.co.za's podcasting service and also strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Yeah,
we'll
and I had a long, long chat with him. And in fact, he phoned me afterwards and said, Lindsay, let's have a longer chat, not off the record, but just about the financial services industry with regard to Peregrine, because I know you've been following the company for 20 years, because I told him about your and I association with certain people there. And so I'm going to do that. But anyway, Peregrine, what did it do? Because the results were, let's say, reflective of challenging times.
Just to jump back to what you were saying there with Mr. Katz, is that, you know, the format for podcasts, and obviously you're doing, you know, 20 and 15 minutes, but a lot of, in the US, they're doing sort of 90 minutes. So it actually may not be a bad, you know, not that long, perhaps 60. But to have someone high up in the industry like that, which you could, you know, talk to at length and get some ideas, I think it would be fascinating. I'm definitely going to listen to that pod.
I don't know if I've got the concentration span for 60 minutes, really, quite honestly. It would have to be very early in the morning.
Yeah, Peregrine share price down 0.33%, R17.94. Initially, it started quite strong up at 18.34, but as we were saying this morning, it's sort of been quite a narrow range for quite some time. I suppose generally the space where they're in financial services facing in South Africa and JSE, it's quite a difficult space at the moment. But the doing better than others, for sure.
Yeah, just certainly doing better than the company that we used to work for in 1997, Greg, when we first met, because that is now defunct. And it's still one of the saddest moments of my life that I didn't, that my 2 million options never came to fruition. So my Group 5 Limited, another monthly update on the business rescue proceedings. There's nothing you can do about that, really, but I'm just mentioning.
They're more or less saying, yeah, you're not going to get anything. There's nothing left there. It's basically just housekeeping, but really just telling investors, don't hold up too much hope.
At 10:46 this morning, a company called Cap Industrial Holdings Limited came out with something that said notice in terms of condition 8.5.3 and condition 8.6.3 of the terms and conditions of the Cap program memorandum. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is because I'm looking at the bottom five on sharenet.co.za, performers on the JSE, that is, and Cap is at the top with a 12.2% fall.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, and actually something I should actually take up with the Stock Exchange News Department, because obviously that SENS announcement should have come out attached to the share. So if a broker would type in the code, the SENS announcement would appear, but it's not. They just put it out on its own without a set of initials next to it. So a lot of people missed it. One of our traders picked up on it, but obviously Cap was under pressure this morning already. It had fallen from, it closed last night at 6:49, and that was after it had given a trading update in the closing auction. People had time to scan through that and started selling. This morning there was some quite aggressive selling, and then when that SENS announcement came out, quite complex, you need to speak to the company themselves to understand what they're saying there, but yes. Market took a dim view, knocked the share back to a close of R5.70, down 12.1%, and that's closed on its lows on volume of 20 million shares. And I mean, the share was well north of 750 10 days ago.
Tell us about the history of Cap, because it has some illustrious partners, or has an illustrious history, let's put it that way.
I think it's sort of in the sort of was sort of quite closely related to Steinhoff at one point. I think Steinhoff had a stake which they've sold.
Yes.
But yeah, it sort of marched on its own for the last year or so. But yeah, the share prices really underperformed. And it's one that we actually held up a lot of hope for. We thought, one of that Steinhoff stable would be all right, but it looks like this one's got problems as well.
And the share price history, it's closed at 5.70, it closed at 6.49 yesterday. But just give us the last year or two, if you would, Greg, if your screen will allow you to do so.
Popping back to 2017.
Okay.
And actually right at the beginning of 2018, I see a high here. of R9.17. Then we had a pullback to around 7.06. I think that was when they did a book build. And it's a really ugly looking chart. If you do it 1 year or 18 months, as I've done, this move down here has broken through all sorts of support levels. And they're going to have to do a lot to get the market's confidence back. But let's hope it's not another Tongaat or Hulamin or Steinhoff, I suppose.
No, not quite as high profile as those two that you've just mentioned, or those three you've just mentioned. But anyway, let me give you the spot prices, Greg. The dollar rand is 14.31, slightly weaker than when we spoke this morning on the opening. British pound against the rand is 18.17. The euro rand is 16.14. Euro dollar 1.12.85, which is a 0.5% move to the upside for the euro, to the downside for the US dollar. And if we have a look at the gold price... Ooh, 1385, what a move. In 24 hours, it's risen by $25 per ounce, or 1.8%. Absolutely fantastic stuff. And Peter Schiff, I spoke to him earlier on, by the way, and I just phoned him up. I phoned him up and I said, you know, well done on your call on this thing. And he was, I mean, he was jumping through hoops and snapping sugar lumps off his nose like a seal at a circus. He was so, so happy. The platinum price is down 3.5, though, to 809, and the palladium price has given up some of its meteoric gains of the week to 1479, down $13 and a bit. The oil price, this is one to watch, 64.64. up $2 per barrel and 3.2% higher. The Iranian situation is not going away. Mr. Trump, again, with his tweeting, Iran has made a big mistake, exclamation mark. And I think that got the oil traders a little bit jittery.
Yeah. And he had actually put a tweet just before that saying, you know, that the market is, since he won the election, the market's up 50%. And he's created nine. As he put that, the second tweet out, the market started to go down. But that's his style, and I think.
And you love him.
Yeah, I do.
Do you, Greg?
You know, we just haven't had a leader who just stand up to people like this, you know.
What he does all day is watches television. He hates doing a job. He gets other people to do it for him, and if the people don't do it for him in the correct manner or in the Trump manner, then he fires them. And he eats Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and Burger King and Diet Coke. That's why he's 130 kilos rather than 100 kilos, his doctor says.
Very fit man, yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, yeah, I understand that the stock market is doing well because of his tequila Trump policies, but it's not going to last, as I've said. May the 31st, I've written it down in my diary.
He could right now be the most powerful person that's ever lived, because he can meet the stock market with one tweet. You know, he doesn't have to leave the laboratory. He gets on his phone. He can move the market, and no one in history has ever been able to do that.
Well, because Abraham Lincoln and George Washington didn't have a cell phone. That's why.
Those are circumstantial things, but yes, no one's ever had that. And he sat there before he was president and go, watch this. I'll show them how to run the place. When the market goes down, you just bang out a tweet. I mean, no one's ever thought of that before. He hasn't even taken over the POTUS Twitter handle. He's still got the real Donald Trump.
Dow Jones Industrials up 178 points on that note, up 0.2%. And the S&P today, all-time record highs on the opening. I think it's just slipped back just below there, but still 0.6% higher. The FTSE in London up 0.4%, riding on the coattails of the US markets. Nothing to do with Boris Johnson, who is going to be the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and therefore going to be going to the White House. Probably that's going to be his first visit. I wonder how those two will get on together. They've both got odd hair.
They just look like the cousins, definitely.
Really, both got weird.
Definitely
haircuts.
The same barber. Yeah.
Greg, how are the indices? How did the indexes on the JSE close today? The ones that we watch.
Yes, I mean quite a strong day overall. Banks up 1.4%. Financials up 0.85. Industrials up 0.17. Retailers up 0.72. Gold index very, very strong, just shy of 6% up.
Wow.
Platinum's up 1.25%. Resources up 1.2%. That left the all share up 0.7%, up 409 points. 58,974 at the close, on turnover of 53.4 billion.
Very, very good indeed. The closeout was what? Uneventful? What happened?
Yeah, we didn't see any sort of huge share price movements. The volume went from around 7 billion going into the auction and immediately jumped up to around 42, 43. So we did do a lot of volume away from the auction as well.
Okay, let's have a look at the big share price movements. Again, I'm going to look at the most viewed shares today. Visual, I still don't understand this one, and you still have to get to the bottom of this, because 42.3% of the views on sharenet.co.za were attributed to Visual. And it's unchanged at 3 cents per share. I mean, there's somebody that is really plugging this one.
Someone's left their mouse clicked on that one and just keeps repeating and repeating.
Steinhoff down 6% to R1.29 per share. DRD Gold up 8.3%, R4.33. I mean, it's only got another R55.67 to go until it gets to 50, which is what some people are calling it to. And Sibanye Gold, Greg, 5.6% to R15.35. But maybe go through the winners and losers and start with the winners, the top five up and down, according to ShareNet's top five major moves section.
So it's mostly a gold related. Harmony up 7.7, Anglo Gold up 7.4, Sibanye, we spoke about there, 5.64, Goldfields up 3.6. So a gold bull run, really, and obviously Sibanye joining the party there.
I have
to
say, Greg, that you and I did call it, didn't we? We kept on talking it up and talking it up, and we obviously will get carried away and we'll get it wrong. But this really has been a $105 per ounce rally, which is absolutely fantastic.
It's really, really good for the market, and I think that'll help volumes. It'll bring more players into the market, you know, people which are underweight gold shares, people that enjoy trading a gold bull market, which we haven't had for some time. But if you look, and I spent a lot of time carefully watching how those shares were trading, especially things like Anglo Gold. People will know I love Sibanye, so watch that closely. But the buyers are there, and they're just not pulling away. And the last time I saw something like this was with Impala Platts over this move, which it had from 17 up to 60-odd where it is now. There's just consistent buying. They're putting in large tranches of shares to buy at a time. So someone's really making a move into the gold market.
Yes, they are. On the downside, though, they're not putting money into cap. When we've spoken about that, 12.2% weaker into prop. This is a big move for a big property company. 7.5% downgrade. Mediclinic down nearly 3%. Telcom down 2.6%. And Coronation Fund Managers, Coronation, down 2.5%. Into prop, 7.5% weaker.
Yeah, I've sort of got the one-year chart going back on that one as well. Wow, it's come from, you know, north of 39 rand.
To 14 rand.
Yeah. Wow, it's really been hammered down. And it's things sort of happen slowly, but it's just longer that sort of situation in the UK with the Brexit just keeps churning sideways. Wow. More and more sort of bad news coming out of the high street in the UK. And general shift away, you know, to the Amazon model and all of that can't be doing them much good.
I can't be doing them much good at all. The international situation is escalating, or geopolitical tensions are escalating, because there's been a U.S. drone that has been shot down by Iranian forces. The U.S., of course, says it was in international waters over the Straits of Hormuz, but the Iranians say, no, it was in Iranian airspace, so they had to shoot it down. And, yeah, the stock market doesn't care, but the oil price does. It's quite interesting what's going on.
Yes, and it's interesting to watch the last few days. We more or less had, just as the trouble started last week with these oil tankers in the Gulf, in the Middle East there, the oil was sitting at 59, and you just felt like it could drift back to, you know, to 55, 50 area. But with all these tensions, it's very rapidly picked up to 64.25 at the moment, and it looks like that's sort of fallback has been completed now.
Yes, indeed, and the fallback on the S&P. Maybe this was just the last melt-up in a long-in-the-tooth bear market, a bull market rather, because it was up around about 30 points at one stage, and I'm looking at my S&P futures now, only up 12 points. Who knows, Greg, but it's been a hell of a ride. Tomorrow, is it usual for, after the futures close out, for there to be a big volume day? I seem to remember that it is, and that's because a reweighting or a rebalancing of the index.
Yes, so the ones which have moved out of the index and moved back in, but people which are tracking those indices will then sell and buy those shares. And very often the people that want to buy those shares are aware of the situation, and so they'll have their buying orders ready And so that I suspect we'll have a decent day volume, perhaps not as spectacular as today's 53 billion, but probably, you know, the 30 to 35 billion area, certainly.
Very good. Look forward to that, and look forward to assessing it tomorrow evening and also tomorrow morning, the sort of preamble before the real action starts. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.